Good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92 with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens from Mimu Nutrition right here in Madison and from Madison Healthcare Services. Welcome back to the airwaves, Amber. Always good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Well, our pleasure. So, hey, we're going to talk nutrition today and how to be supportive.
That's right.
That sounds like a good topic.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah. We haven't talked about that one before.
I don't think we have. And it's kind of odd that we haven't really, because this does come up in almost every single visit that I have, whether it's an individual who's working on some kind of a change and their spouse is there and they are wanting to be more supportive of them, but it's feeling like nagging. I think a lot of people have had that experience in life.
Never.
That's no. Right. Mom's probably
never.
Listening
no.
here.
No.
Or when one person is trying to make change, but their partner or friend or roommate or somebody else in their life does most of the grocery shopping, cooking, that kind of stuff, that communication can be difficult. Or I work with a lot of parents who are trying to help their kids make healthier choices. And you don't want mealtimes to be a battle. You want mealtimes to be happy. So how do we approach these scenarios in which people are trying to make diet change and we're trying to be supportive of them, or we're trying to talk to our friend or coworker or partner about how to be supportive? So we're going to hit on two things here, because it doesn't just go one direction, right? All of this boils down to communication. So first we're going to hit on, if you are somebody who is trying to make change, how can we approach that in the best way possible? How can we communicate that? And then we'll hit on how to be supportive if you've got people in your life who's making changes. So if you are the individual trying to make change, first and foremost, it's important to communicate it, but you don't owe anybody an explanation, right? So if you are gluten-free, for example, and I think this is an important thing for people to consider as we're rolling into the holiday season, family meals, coworker meals, potlucks, all of this kind of stuff. If somebody is gluten-free, it might be because they just wanted to try it. It might be because they have something called eosinophilic esophagitis.
Oh, yeah.
I know
it's a common thing.
Yeah. And part of treatment for that initially is elimination diets, or maybe they've had irritable bowel syndrome for years and it's something that they're trying. Not everybody wants to tell you they've been having explosive diarrhea for weeks, right? They don't have to tell you why they're not eating gluten.
But I think it's fun to tell people stuff like that.
Yeah. You and I are maybe too comfortable.
Yeah.
So just keep in mind, if you're asking somebody why they're not eating something or why they're not taking more of something, they might not want to share those details with you. But whatever you are comfortable sharing, if you are comfortable sharing with people, you know, I've been making this change and I've been feeling a lot more energy, or I feel like I've been able to think more clearly, or I've been working on trying to improve my body composition or lose weight. If you can share some of your goals with people, it can help them support you much more effectively. So if it is blood sugar regulation, if it's cholesterol, if it's any of those things, share it with people if you're comfortable with it. It can also build accountability. So when other people know that we're working on something, they can be there to help support us in those ways, and it can be somebody we can talk to about the journey. Also communicate, especially with the people that you're really close to, what's helpful and what isn't. So if the other person in your life is somebody who, if your spouse usually does all the cooking and they dish up plates and then you sit down and eat together, maybe you dish up your own plate. Maybe that's something that's helpful for you. And if that's different than your usual routine, it's important to communicate that. Or maybe it's changing the grocery list a little bit. If chips are your weakness and you know that you have difficulty with portion control, maybe it's taking them off the grocery list for a little while. Or changing the type of chips to something that's not as tempting. Or maybe it's talking through the week's meals together so everybody has input. We've talked about meal planning before. You know I'm a fan of that burden not all falling on one person. So whether you're working on specific goals or not, I think it's good to talk about those meals. So all these little conversations communicating your goals and what you're working on to the extent that you're comfortable can just help make the whole situation easier for everybody to navigate. So that's communication on one end. But now it goes over to the other end too, right? So if you're trying to support somebody who's making change, the first thing you can do is listen. I don't know if anybody's seen those reels. There's like a trend online. It's maybe on TikTok. I don't know how to use TikTok, but I've come across them in different ways.
I'm not a TikToker myself.
Yeah. I'm very old, I guess, when it comes to technology.
I'm lucky if I got Facebook open.
Exactly. Yeah. But people do this trend where it's we listen and we don't judge. And often it's funny things or whatever. But in this specific scenario, it is important to listen and to not judge. So we're hearing people and what their goals are and then trying to support them from there. So if somebody is sharing them with you, it's not your job to correct them in that moment. It's your job to listen. And if it's something that you think is not the best path or you're a little bit worried about them, it's okay to kindly direct them to a dietitian or to their doctor or something like that. But we don't want to make them feel guilty. So being mindful of the language that you use, avoiding making people feel guilty, like saying things like, well, you know, you shouldn't be drinking pop, or that's way too much food on your plate. I don't know why you're taking portions that big if you're trying to lose weight. Instead, if we can say things like, I noticed you grabbed a pop the other day when we were at the grocery store or at the gas station. Would it be helpful if we kept something at home that you enjoy so you don't make that choice? Or if you do think somebody's portions are too large, as you sit down, rather than telling them they're eating too much, which is not helpful, taking a moment and saying, you know what, let's take that mindful moment so that we're able to listen to our body for when it's full. That's also important. And then if it is something you made and somebody doesn't finish it, it's not offensive. That's not an indictment on what you've made. That's allowing people, whether they're grownups or children, to listen to their body. And we have this thing with kids where we often tell them, you need to finish what's on your plate, right?
Of course.
But that is telling them, ignore that your body is telling you you're full and eat the food that I've put in front of you.
Maybe don't put quite as much on there in the first place.
Exactly.
Yeah, then they can always add more if they
want. It's a good rule of thumb for all of us, those small portions. Celebrate progress, acknowledging any wins. I noticed you've been cooking more at home. I noticed you've been out walking a lot. Great job. Like that fresh air is probably really good for you. And then shift how we compliment. We like to tell people, wow, have you lost weight? You look great.
It says here not to say that.
Don't say it.
Yeah, because then people will feel that they've already arrived and they don't have to, they can, you know.
And also, how do they feel if they put that weight back on and people quit celebrating them, right? That's not a good feeling.
Yeah, right.
So instead telling people, oh, you really seem like you've had a lot of energy lately. Or you seem really confident. Or that outfit looks really great on you. Giving people compliments in ways that are supportive. But weight loss is not always for a healthful reason. So simply acknowledging the weight loss, I think, is not the route we want to take. There's a documentary on Netflix right now that talks about The Biggest Loser. You've seen that show, mm-hmm. right? Years ago. We don't do it anymore. But somebody made a comment in that show and they said, nobody will ever celebrate you more than when you lose weight. And I will tell you that I see that all the time. And it's not about weight loss. I cannot say enough times that it's not about losing weight. It's about gaining health. The weight loss in and of itself is not the thing that makes you healthier. It's those changes that you're making that are helping your body be more healthful. Body, mind, spirit, soul, relationships, community, all of it.
So I suppose you don't want to say you look terrible either.
Maybe.
You need to work harder.
Not.
Says a few other things not to say. One bite won't hurt.
Don't exactly. Okay. If you're somebody who likes to have ice cream in the evening and you guilt your partner into having ice cream with you because you don't want to eat alone, that's not supportive.
Okay. And I made this just for you. You're not supposed to do that because that kind of singles a person out and looks like you're telling them that you know what's best for them.
Yes.
So don't say that either.
I like these.
Okay. Are you sure you can eat that? I thought you were on a diet.
That is a good one to avoid, especially during the holiday season. If someone wants a piece of pie, let them have a piece of pie.
All right.
Yes.
But of course, you could also be by supportive, you know, like if you know of a sportscaster who's, you know, trying to lose a little weight, don't be bringing him, you know, pizza and candy bars and setting up a huge buffet in the media area. You know,
it's all true.
Yeah.
If we know people,
I'm not naming any names there. But
anytime we know someone's working on goals, setting them up for success in the best ways we can is really important.
All right.
Yes.
Sounds good. Well, a lot of good advice. A lot of tips there, Amber. Very good.
Thank you.
And if they want to talk to you about this or other topics, how can they find you?
Yep. You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. Or on Facebook at imunutrition. Or come see me up at the clinic.
All right. Easy as that.
Easy as that.
All right. We'll see you again next week on Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.